Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 7th, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there's a beautiful pale blue light forming. It's cascading upwards through the center of the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue. Now, in the center of the sky, there's an opening forming. It's like a circular, coin-like. I've tried to express it in human words. The way the sky parts as Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she looks very, very beautiful, very beautiful. Now, directly behind Our Lady, oh, Jesus is also coming forward. And I can see now, I can count them now, the numbers are so great, angels that are following. Our Lady is now almost directly above her statue, and Jesus now is standing. Our Lady is moving over to his right side. Jesus and Our Lady are standing directly above the statue. Oh, they are covering the sky now, the most beautiful formation of angels. Oh, it's a very, very special occasion in heaven. And there are voices singing now, Ave Maria, Hail to the Queen of Heaven, glorious is her reign forever. In the name of the Trinity. Now Jesus is looking all about him. Our Lady is smiling also. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this in front of him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over to Our Lady and nodding his head. Our Lady has come forward a few feet in front of Jesus, and she's taking from about her waist. Our Lady has on a beautiful white gown. Oh, the mantle hangs far down to her feet. Oh, her feet have sandals on. They're a golden color, with little rosettes on each instep. Our Lady's gown is a pure white, very full, with a large blue sash about her waist. Our Lady is reaching over, and she's carefully taking from about her waist her rosary. The rosary is beautiful. It has a pure gold spun crucifix, and the beads, especially the Hail Mary beads, are now brilliant with color as Our Lady turns about, looking about her with the crucifix in her hand. The Our Father beads are a very, very beautifully spun golden color. Our Lady now is raising the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's placing her first finger to her lips. My child and my children, especially my child Veronica, we have allowed you to experience now much of the suffering that is in the hearts now of many parents because of the loss of their children to Lucifer. Yes, my child, you acted well to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, comfort the afflicted, and you will visit the sick. You understand now, my child, with your experience, why I cry bitter tears throughout your world, crying for the true meaning of love to be expressed by mankind. Love means the corporal works of mercy. Do you, my children, truly know the meaning of love and practice it in your daily life? Or have your lives been given over to luxury and seeking pleasures of the flesh, selfishness abounding in the hearts of many, and even in the hearts of the clergy? The corporal acts of mercy must be practiced by the clergy in my son's house. My son has sent me to you through the Father and the Spirit of Life as a mediatrix between God and man to direct you and counsel you that you may understand the knowledge given in the Book of Love and Life, your Bible. For many who read, they are just words not to be practiced in the daily lives of many. My children, without charity, you have nothing. Does holiness reign and charity in the hearts of the clergy in my son's house? Or shall I give to you the measure of offenses by count as my son suffers for these offenses by count? For when you do not clothe your brother in his nakedness, when you do not feed your brother in his hunger, when you do not comfort him in his affliction, you offend the Father in heaven and the Trinity. For even the most humble and smallest among you as human beings upon earth are the children of your God. And each and every man, woman, and child has been created in the image of God. But now you have given yourselves over to seeking worldly pleasures. You have given yourselves over to the worship of Lucifer and false gods. And then you cry to heaven, "Where are my children? Why have my children turned against us?" Parents, leaders in the houses of religion upon earth, have you followed your vocation? What measure of responsibility shall you be counted for in the fall of your nation? My son, the eternal Father and the Spirit of life, gather in the knowledge that there will be sent upon mankind a great tribulation. A tribulation through which only a few will be saved. Satan has poisoned many minds. You must pray for all men of sin. Charity and love for your neighbor. Remember, mankind, you were created in the image of your God. And what you do for the least of your brethren, you do for me. And what you do not do in sins of omission, you commit this sin against all heaven. Our Lady is turning now to Jesus. I see forming about his head a very, very heavy crown of thorns. Now over the crown of thorns, I see forming a basket-like weave, a head covering interwoven like a basket weaving. It's settling now over the thorns, making a very heavy head covering. I can see the blood coming down his face. Our Lady now has joined her hands like this in a prayerful position. There seems to be a moment of great sorrow in their immaculate hearts. Our Lady now is raising her head upward and touching her lips. My child and my children, the cross of your Christ is being trampled upon. And who will take this cross and carry it in reparation for the sins of mankind? I beg unto you, as your mother, pick up your cross and carry it for my son. Can you not suffer for my son? Can you not make reparation for the sins of man? That God the Father in heaven may extend unto you a small measure of time to save your brothers? There is now upon earth, as I have directed you and counseled you before, to beware of, by wearing your sacramentals, to be prepared for the onslaughts of the agents of hell. I do not wish that you go about making hasty judgments against your brothers and sisters. The corporal works of mercy must always be followed. Now Jesus is looking about him. He has the heavy crown of thorns upon his head. The blood is still coming down across his forehead. And now, as he's raising his hand out like this for a blessing, I can see blood coming from his palms down onto his arms, onto his gown. And he's now extending the arm, and it must be very painfully to make the sign of the cross in blessing upon all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about him. The pain of the head recovering must be almost unbearable. From the flow of blood onto his face. But he's turning now and looking directly over to the left side of him, over to our right. Now he is placing his hand, so covered with blood, to his lips. And he's saying, my children, you must all be defenders of your faith. By your example and your practice of the corporal works of mercy among mankind, you can stem the tide of evil now that has engulfed all of the nations of your world and will soon bring about the extermination of three-quarters of mankind. Oh, my children, how foolish you are to not heed the warnings given from heaven through my mother whose heart bleeds for you, for she well knows your near future. As your mother, she has come to you, begging you from a mother's heart to do penance, make atonement and sacrifice, for the time is running out. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Oh, the scoffers go about saying, "And what time do you speak of?" I speak of the short time to come, my child and my children. The forces upon earth are gathered. It is a true battle of spirits now. Sadly, Lucifer has gathered many now. Many souls upon earth have condemned themselves to the abyss. We call upon mankind for victim souls, those who are willing by human will and spiritual light to make restitution upon the cross. I say unto you as your God to pick up your cross and carry it. The road is narrow and filled with thorns, but there is only one road to heaven, and once you go off of it, the way back becomes more difficult and often to many impossible. And why? Because too few pray for them. And where has your charity of heart gone now for your relations and friends passed on into purgatory? Were I to reveal to you how many are now chained by your lack of prayers in purgatory, would you be moved with pity for them if I could show you how they beg and thirst for you to release them? My child and my children, the message from heaven must continue to be sent throughout your world. The words of the gospel must be continued to be sent throughout the world, and then will come the end. Lucifer, the agent of hell, the master of deceit, his army, under the name of Satan, and his ogres are fully loosed upon your world now. It is a testing ground for all mankind, the separation from the sheep and the goats. My children, your nation, the United States, and its neighbors have given themselves over now to a pagan way of life. Recognize the signs of your times. Protect your children. Protect your household. For when the tribulation comes upon mankind, will you be prepared? For there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth as more woe is set upon the earth by Lucifer and his agents. There are dark forces of evil now roaming the world. The armies of Lucifer are gathering. Do not expect them to appear to you in their human form. They even now will appear in the supernatural. My children, much will come about. Spirits will abound upon earth. You must all test these spirits. Lucifer has great power, but he is not triumphant over good. And the Eternal Father in heaven, you are all being tested now. No one will fall into hell and eternal damnation unless he goes there of his own free will. Pray constantly, a constant vigil of prayer. You must give to all nations a barrier to protect them from capitulation to the evil forces. And what is this barrier? The knowledge of the Book of Life, the Bible. My children, you are like candles going throughout the darkness. But you must persevere and look for your lost brethren. If you return even one of my lost children to the fold, there will be much joy and celebration in heaven. Pray constantly in your homes. Do not abandon the statues and holy relics for modernistic sculpture and pagan artifacts. Protect the innocence of your children. You must be most careful and monitor their training, both in religion and sectarian training. My children, I do not want a schism and division in my house upon earth, my church. Convert the unbeliever. Do not compromise your faith. Heresy, oh mournful heresy, condoned and permitted in my house. Do you seek, O clergy, to we crucify me. Oh my. Oh dear. I see now Jesus upon the cross. I, just as I saw it in 1971. Oh, I see him upon the cross. His hands with the nails to his palms. And the skin-like ropes holding on to his wrists. Onto the wood. The blood is cutting through the nails. His feet are crossed on the wood. The right foot over the left. There's a big spike through his instep, through his feet, onto the wood. Ah! I can see his arms. His arms are straining. Now he's putting his head upward and he's saying, Father, forgive them anew. For they do not know what they are doing. I don't see upon his head the thorns now. Jesus has on a beautiful red cape and his gown is very full. Our Lady is now extending her hand towards me. Experience can any human being understand my son's suffering. Many crosses are placed upon earth, barren of the corpus, to represent those who will be victims for the merciful love of the Eternal Father in heaven and the repatriation of many souls. Remember always, Veronica, and my children upon earth, that the eventual victory over Satan shall be with my son. You, my child, Veronica, will not be given a heavier cross than you can carry. There will be many hands reaching out for guidance from heaven, many hearts being sent in pleading to heaven. Make it known, my child and my children, to all mankind, that all wars are a punishment for man's sins. Each and every man, woman, and child upon earth has now the hour, the day, and the month counted to leave the earth. Prepare your passage, my children, for the time is growing short for many. You, my child, will have to defend the faith, neither caring for the opinion of mankind nor the objections or consolation of any man or friend upon earth.
In the name of the Father and of the Son,
the mission from heaven will always be first, and the faith as given you through the countless years of Earth's time must be not watered down nor changed to meet the needs of your so-called modern age of scientific advancement. The Eternal Father gave the plan in the redemption of mankind, and this plan must be followed, or your world, the earth, will have set upon it a great destruction. My child, you will take but one set of pictures and then prepare home. you will continue to bar your doors to all but your immediate family and close workers. Remember, my child, that wisdom will come through experience. You must make now some decisions upon your own will, guided most necessarily by the direction in the messages. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary like this. With the beautiful golden crucifix upon it, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus now is looking over to the right, and he's raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Our Lady are cutting across the sky. They don't walk, they're floating, and they're going over to the trees on the right, and now they're extending their hands. Well, Our Lady is extending her rosary like this with the crucifix upon it, and Jesus is extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross directly over on our right side over the tall trees. Downward, they're looking downward and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're going back across the sky to their right, that over our left side, and now Jesus and Our Lady are standing directly over the statue now and nodding. You will continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 7th, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.